This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We are here with Muhammad Mani in sunny Southern California. You know, every one of our instructors has an interesting and unique vibe. And I think a big part of that vibe is contributive from, well, a big part of who they are, I think, is influenced by where they're from and where they live. And so you'll see that he's kind of laid back, but at the same time, he has a level of passion to him. And I was hoping that we can kind of get to understand or witness some of that here. Yeah. And it's in environments like these. This is actually really nice.
This is a nature reserve.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is actually very nice.
Yeah, it is. And wait till we get, and you can see a view of a lot of the North County and the hills before, like Diamond Bar and La Habra Heights. It's nice. It's a nice view.
So one of the things that Sheikh Muhammad here has got going on is Once Upon the Nile, the Epic of Moses. You would think as a class on story or the life of the prophet or things like that, it has those elements in it. Yeah. Yes. But it is a Quran class.
Yeah.
And I think I was hoping that you could kind of share with us just the some of the passages, if you could recite for us some of the things.
All right. I'm really catching my breath here.
So what we can do is,
you need to get in the zone.
You need to get in the zone.
There's one verse in particular that I love when we come to that point in the class, and that's the ayah in the Quran in Surah At-Tahrim, where Allah tells us about the dua that Asiya made.
Okay.
And I just love that dua that she made, because it just shows her love for Allah,
mm-hmm.
and her yearning and longing to be close to Allah. I just always found that it was really nice.
And what is that?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون. Allah says he takes an example. He gives us an example of those that believed, the wife of Fir'aun. إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله. Oh my Lord and Master and Creator, build for me near you a house in Jannah. وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And save me from Fir'aun and his evil actions, and save me from the wrongdoing people. It's not a long dua.
Yeah.
But you kind of just get, you kind of feel so many emotions that she must have been feeling at that time, and witnessing and surrounded by oppression and oppressive figures.
Okay.
But she had a lot of iman in Allah.
I think it would be worth moving to Cali just for this.
Oh yeah, and this is like, honestly, Bella, this is beautiful. I don't want to sound ungrateful, but there are so many other places that just would be considered at a higher value classification than this spot here.
Well, right here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, what's interesting is it's like, here you have a lot of greenery and stuff.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I've seen a lot of beauty, even in like, if you go further up north where it's more desert-like. But it's just like, in of itself has its own serenity.
And I think that's something that many of us don't take advantage of enough.
Yeah.
And generally, most people that happen to live in major urban centers.
Yeah.
We have to understand that that's not normal.
What?
You know?
Urban living?
That intense urban sort of lifestyle. We can go from here.
Okay.
Like, you need to actually take... this is normal. This is...
yeah?
Beauty, you know?
Look at that. They got the clouds hugging the mountains up in the distance.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that mountain biker. Yeah, I would totally fit in right here.
هذا خلق الله.
You know, here,
ماذا خلق الذين من دونه.
I don't know if I asked you this before, but what inspired you to teach this class?
You don't remember?
What?
You don't remember how the idea for this class came about?
No, I forgot. Oh, wait, I do. Okay. Oh, yeah, now I remember. But I remember bits and pieces.
All right, we have to just pause, no okay. talking, and let's just soak in the view. Is it nice?
It's very nice.
Inshallah.
I wonder what this place looks like at night with all the, like the streets lit up. Mm. But I would assume that the streets are not so lit up that you can't see the stars, right?
Because light pollution is, I mean...
It's pretty rampant here, right?
Yeah, okay. Big time. You have to go way out to really appreciate the stars.
Okay. You're talking more inland?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the desert.
To the desert, okay.
To the high desert. I mean, you now, can take like an hour drive and you can get some beautiful stargazing. So I came here one time late in the evening. I needed to do salah right away.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find a spot right here. And so I was walking down the trail right over here. And I see that small patch of grass.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, that's a nice little clearing. Let's just go down there and make salah.
Yeah.
And we're standing there and making salah. And then we finish salah. And I'm just standing, enjoying the view. And I hear, hello, hello, excuse me, excuse me. I look up behind me and it's like all these guys waiting to like hit the golf ball. And I'm right in the line of attack. So now I know that they launch it from there into the...
So don't make salah over there.
Well, just... Choose your
locations wisely, right? When we were discussing the planning of this class, it was... Actually, I don't even remember.
So basically, there was originally... My first class was not going to be this course.
Okay.
It was going to be another one.
Uh-huh.
Not too different, but a totally different topic.
Okay.
But the idea behind it was going to be the same. That it would be a class... based on Quran,
okay,
and certain sections of the Quran, and particular themes,
yeah.
And in the process of kind of planning for that course,
yeah.
And it was myself and Ustad Ammar and yourself,
yeah.
I'm not sure if somebody else was on the call, but we were having a call and we were planning and strategizing, and
well, I remember you wanted to do like stories of the prophets and stuff.
Is that what it was?
I think it was.
Thanks for just giving it away in case we ever decide to do make that a course. Good job. Now you really have to
No, because the thing was, this was my, from what I remember, this was my my thought against it. Was because, like, in one weekend, how many stories are you going to really, really cover?
Yeah, so I wasn't going to be doing the stories of the prophets. That okay. wasn't the course. Because there already is a class dedicated on the lives of the prophets. Anyways, we're in the process of talking about that course.
Yeah.
And I remember somebody on the call, I think it was Ustad Ammar, he was making an analogy.
Yeah.
About something in the story of Musa.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, because like, you know how it is in the Quran with the story of Musa? It's like this and like that. And I was like, yeah. And then we kind of had a pause, and I remember I just said, I would love to just spend a whole weekend just on the story of Musa in the Quran.
That's, yes.
And then there was a longer pause, and then both of you guys in unison were like, that's an amazing idea. And I'm like, why didn't we think of this before?
Yeah.
Duh. How could we not? And then like, no. And I was like, no, let's think about this some more. And then in the process of that phone call, we just... got each other so excited that we're like, class, that's it.
Yeah, that's the class.
Put it in an email, send it to HQ, let's get this going, you know?
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, you know? Allah really
You know, the fun part was, I think this was shortly after that Ridley Scott movie had left theaters, or had not left theaters, it had come to like DVD or whatever, called Gods and Kings, Exodus. Or it's called Exodus, Gods and Kings. We ended up wanting to call it Gods of Men, The Life of Moses.
We? Specify what you say we.
We was Ammar and I. I think we both agreed on that reality. But I think overall, the...
I wasn't comfortable with that title.
You were not comfortable with that title, for sure. Look at that, the rabbit is just kind of still...
Just hopping along. That's a cute little cottontail. Meow! Why would you make a cat sound? What does that have anything to do with a rabbit?
I'm so used to seeing cats all over the place in Houston that just instinctually, if I see an animal walking around,
it's just a cat.
Yeah, it's just a cat.
You know, there's more animals around than just.